Blog Talk Radio.
I'll try it again. All right, let's try this again. This is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. And I'm here in cloudy downtown Norfolk, Virginia. I'm so glad it was cloudy today. It's been so forking hot that it was a pleasure to have the clouds to deal with here. I'm at the Residence Inn in the downtown area, and what is it? It's at 227 West Brambleton Avenue, and let's see. On the show, I'll be talking about the inn. We have somebody from tourism to talk about Norfolk. We have a chef from No Frills Restaurant, and we have the place where the first ice cream cone was created, Dumars. Look at that. I wrote down a thing where the first ice cream was created. No. Ice cream cone. But of course, needless to say, that was Esther, and that was Eunice. They're both with me on the trip. Oh, they're having such a great time, and so am I, as a matter of fact. Here I'm at the Residence Inn. This place is brand new. Let me just start with the rooms. The rooms, they're all at least studios. So, and they have a full kitchen, because, you know, and it has like your little dining area and stuff like that, and it's really great. It's green. The hotel is one of the green places, not the color. For instance, when you come into your room, there's a master switch for all the lights, so that this way, when you leave your room, if there's any lights on, you just kind of like, you know, just use that switch and everything goes off. It's a good thing because this place could be so well lit up. There's lights all over the place. I mean, if you certainly wanted it bright in your room, you could certainly do that. And the downstairs, the lobby, I love the lobby. It's like this really modern kind of thing. It's not like one of those boring lobbies, you know what I mean? You could sit, you could meet, you can hang around, and get this. You get, not only did they have hot breakfast, hot buffet in the morning, I think it's like from 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., and I did partake, and in the early evening, even right now as we speak, If you go into the lobby, they have, and they could just, I guess they call it like a social, and they'll have basically, I mean, if you really do nicely with this, with the food they have at, the layout, I mean, you can just, it could be dinner, you know. So if you, you know, you could certainly, and the food's good. It's not like, you know, crappy food and they're throwing, oh, no, but good food. It's good food. And also, I thought it was, I don't know if all the, if hotels are doing this. I haven't seen many hotels do this, but they have right near the front desk, they have one of those systems where you can sanitize your hands. Yeah, I guess you just kind of put your hand under this little bulb kind of thing. I saw that they had a lot of that when I was on the cruise ship in November. And so they do that. I was hoping to have someone on to talk about this, but it's okay. All of it in when I write. That's not a problem at all. And I forgot, but there's more like green, because a lot of places, a lot of hotels are they're vying for this thing called LEED. So they want to be rated to show how what they can do regarding the environment and. I didn't ask them. I guess I can find out about things like paint and stuff. I don't know. I don't know how far some of them go, like as far as carpeting and things like that. But I will check on that. I'll check on that for when I'm writing an article. And the beds are comfy. There's nice views all over the place. Yeah, well, it's a view of downtown. It's very pretty here downtown. I like it. But one of the things I have to do, I have to do that. It's, it's sponsor time right now.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these brownies at www.brownies.com. Oh, I haven't had them in a while. I think it's time. I think it's time for me to have them. To get back. Wait a minute. Before I get back to this, I just have to let everybody know, in case they're not following, the first International Women's Tackle Football Tournament is going on. World Championship is going on out in Sweden. Team USA was chosen amongst, the best players from the IWFL. And so far, Sunday, Team USA played on Sunday. And they played against Austria and took the game 63-0. What USA is top seeded for this event. I'd love to see us take home the gold. Five of my wonderful players from the New York Sharks were chosen on the team, and to make it even better, so now the first historic touchdown from this whole championship game was scored by Adrian Smith, who's player on the New York Sharks. So we get to make history even more. And so as it looks now, the Team USA will be playing on July 1st, and it appears that Sweden and Austria have been eliminated. And so, let's see, Germany will play Canada, and the United States will play Finland. And then it'll be on the 3rd for the all the games. The playoff games will be right there on the 3rd. My guess is that the United States is going to wind up vying for the championship against Canada. That's what I think. I don't think. I can't tell how, couldn't really tell how good Germany is. I'm not able to watch the games. I tried getting them streaming and it just wouldn't come up on my computer. But if you want to follow what's going on with the games, probably the best website is facebook.com/IF as in Frank, AF as in Frank, WWC. The IFAF is the International Federation of American Football, and held, why not with WWC? I guess it's, Women's World Champion. That's what a championship. So if you want to follow, that's the best way to follow the games, and you can get the information. You can also go to the website of the New York Sharks, which is nysharksfootball.com, and obtain information that way as well. I'll be doing a lot of writing about this. This thing is absolutely wonderful. I love the fact that history is going to be made by women, of course. And so back to the back with the hotel. I'm up on the 8th floor. I can look out. There's this really, I could see this really old church. I like to look sometimes like the architect of these old churches. You know, and I could see the, look at that. There's a bat in the belfry. Hey, look at that. Wait a minute. No, it's not a bat. I think it's, no. Esther and Eunice? How'd they get? I can't believe that they got out there. That's what happens now that they've become free-range chickens. And now they're just doing their thing. They don't care about anything. Oh, well, I'll get them back. Maybe they'll, I can't really fly in, but they'll get back. What have I been doing? Oh, I have two great things about being here in Norfolk in terms of getting around. I have no idea about the regular bus system. I don't know yet. But they have two systems that are free. One of them is a shuttle bus, and goes along a nice, really good route to get pretty much around downtown. And I haven't tried that yet. But here's something that first of all, there is no way you can ever have a free shuttle system in New York City. but they have something, and it's called Fred. Now, it's this golf cart, and the golf cart, it carries five people, and you plug it in to get it going because it's battery operated and has solar powered roof. Wow. So he's green as well as convenient. In fact, they think of him as just another downtown public service ambassador. So this is free system. Do you want to go? You don't do it a door. Anywhere downtown. It says, yeah, downtown, who can call us is downtown residents, workers, visitors. I did that today. And, I mean, what more can you want in terms of getting around and not having to, you know, shell out to get around? But I think this is so cool. I don't know what's free. You know, it's funny. I see that I'm looking on the thing, but I don't see what Fred stands for because it's saying the F, you know, period R, period ED, that kind of stuff. But I'll find that out. So I thought that was cool. And so let's see. What have I done since I've been here is the question. Let's see, after I arrived, we had dinner at No Frills Restaurant, which I'm expecting the chef to call in soon, and that was yesterday. This morning, I took an unbelievable Segway tour. It was so, I mean, I think it was like for about 2 hours, I think it was. Was it like 2 hours, I think? An hour, at least an hour and a half to 2 hours? It was an hour and a half. It was an hour and a half. It was 9:30 to about 11 o'clock. And it was, I mean, we like went all over here. They're building a light rail system. That's supposed to be done, I guess, in about 6 months. That's what I heard. If it was New York, it'd be 6 years. And since it's not completed yet, we were able to segue along, well, not on the track itself, I mean, the middle of the tracks, did that. And, well, I have somebody, let's see who I have that's calling in to talk to us. Come on, I'm clicking on here. Okay, who do I got here on my radio show? Who's there? Who I got, Donna?
This is Kevin Kern who you're speaking with.
Oh, I got the guy from No Frills Grilled.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? I didn't get to meet you, but...
I know, they said I just missed you last night.
Yep, I have to tell you that gazpacho was so great that you have.
Well, I'm so glad you liked it.
And before I get into that, introduce yourself to my audience here.
I'm Chef Kevin Kern of No Frill Bar and Grill of Norfolk, Virginia.
And let me ask you, like, the cuisine. What would you say the cuisine is in this area?
It's definitely, you know, it has a little bit of everything, but it's, you know, down south a little bit. So it's definitely some home-style food, comfort food, definitely seafood, being on the Chesapeake Bay and having such great seafood right here everywhere.
What would you say is your specialty?
My specialty, I love to cook Southern food and Asian food.
What a combination.
I know it. It's just I've always kind of had like a love for Asian culture and food, and just coming up in this area with friends and family and grandmothers and everything else, I really got to learn the food well here, and then I trained under a couple people and always, you know, love to do it. I love to cook all food, but if I was to pin two things I love to cook the most, that's what it would be.
Somehow the thought of grits and soy sauce came to my mind.
There you go. I don't know about that one, but there's lots of stuff you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. So you think there's a So seafood is big around here. Any particular kind? Any particular
kind? Well, we're definitely known for, like, our blue crabs and stuff around here. We just got out of soft shell crab season, which is, you know, very unique to this area and doesn't last very long. It's usually about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks that you can are able to get the soft shell crabs in fresh. So that's one of the things that come to my mind first off. And the bay has tons of great fish in there. You know, cobia and flounder, which is everybody loves rockfish.
And did you say that the soft shell crab season is over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
People still have them around frozen and everything else, but to have like a true, you know, fresh peeled soft shell crab is definitely highlight in May and June.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to return, huh?
Most definitely.
Yeah. How about the oysters? Are they big here?
They are, more so in the fall and winter than in the summer, just for at least eating them on the half shell and everything like that. They're always, you know, big, and it's the oyster population around the area is definitely on having a big comeback and everything like that. But it's for me, it's just definitely more of a fall and winter thing that I like to deal with, especially on the half shell.
Yeah. So now, give me an idea, like, some of the... first let's get into that gazpacho, because I need the recipe. So I'm going to... But basically, you don't have to give me the rest of what was in there.
Well, just all, you know, the diced vegetables, fresh tomatoes, onions, celery, cucumbers, peppers. I had some Bloody Mary mix in there, honey, chipotle.
Oh, that was what was, like, giving this nice tang to it.
Yeah.
And you had corn in there, too, wasn't there? Corn, too, huh?
Yeah, some corn. And then the fresh crab meat and the house-made boursin cheese and everything, it just all went together really well.
What do you mean house-made? We make our own?
Yeah, we make our own boursin cheese here.
How do you do that?
Just a recipe I've had for years and just put it together and got it going.
When you say a recipe, are you making the cheese itself first? I think I lost you. All right. I guess he'll call back. I got to find out if he's actually making the cheese or taking, like, cream cheese or something. Oh, I don't know if it's cream, you know, and then adding the herbs to it. But that's hopefully he'll call back and I can ask him that question as well as everything else. I did have another caller right before, which it could have been from Donna from Tourism, and I don't see that. I hope there's not a problem in calling in. I'm not in the mood for that today. I just want this to go very well. So that was gazpacho, and then there was a kind of like, wonton, I was going to say. It's like the Chinese noodle. It's like this big, long, you know, one of those crunchy Chinese noodles kind of thing. A nice, long one of that. I guess maybe that's one of the part of what the Asian flavor or the Asian kind of thing that gets involved. I didn't want to continue and describe everything I had. I was hoping... That he would, but I will go to this. We actually started with an artichoke dip, spinach artichoke dip that was really fabulous. I want that recipe too. I want to know what was in there. I want to, when I go home, I want to make these things. Oh, goodness gracious. And what else did I have? I had pierogies, which is nothing in there was either Asian or seafood. They were potato pierogies. And it had, oh, right, the Southern, he said, because it had had pieces of andalouille, I think it's that sausage, andalouille, the sausage, yes, which was, it's great, but, oh, let's see what's going on, let's see what's happening now, let's try. Who do I have on the air? Who do I got?
You have Donna Allen with the Norfolk.
Donna. I don't know what happened to my chef. He suddenly vanished.
And then I'm on.
And now you're on. But I saw that you called in. You were actually, I didn't tell you were on the air while he was talking. And I, you know, then I just, but anyway, you're on now. What the hell? You're on now. So I was already speaking about this wonderful city. I was commenting about the free shuttle and the Fred. I think,
yes,
that's a hoot.
That's delightful, isn't it fun?
I couldn't believe, you know, it's, the funny thing was, like, before I left and looking at stuff, I saw that, you know, like, oh, that's great, there's a free shuttle in case I don't want to walk and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know about Fred until at one point my leg was bothering me, and we was walking over to a restaurant, and Erin says, oh, you want me to get a cab? And I said yeah, because I think my leg was hurting from standing for an hour and a half on the Segway, you know. But anyway, so she says, well, just look for this like golf cart. I said, what do you mean? And then she tells me about this thing, and I see this thing, I go, what is this? And then I read, you know, that it's like door to door. What more can you
wonderful
want?
It's a wonderful a downtown amenity. And a fun one.
Yes,
and
green.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And we're hoping at some point that Fred has perhaps some brothers and sisters.
Yes. what does FRED stand for?
Free ride.
And what's the E? FRED.
Let me write it. I'm always off on this. Free ride any day. Free ride any day. I believe is what it is.
Every day. Free
every
ride
day.
Every day must
every
be.
Every day.
F-R-E-D. Oh, okay. Because
yes.
I'm looking at the card that I have here, and I'm looking, I'm going, but it doesn't say what F-R-E-D
stands. I always have to write
thinks.
It out. To think.
But actually, you're right. Free ride every day. Yes.
Yes.
It's
a wonderful amenity.
Yeah.
And
but that's not the only thing here, of course.
No, and we're very walkable, which makes it nice. But for those that do want transportation, we, in our downtown area, we've got Fred. We also have our wonderful NET system, which is our bus system that is free, that can get
your
you
bus system is free, too?
Yes.
Oh, the shuttle bus.
The shuttle bus. Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was mentioning that to that shuttle bus. I think that's great also.
It's wonderful, and it makes it so easy to get around. And accompanying that in 2011 will be our light rail system, the Tide.
Yes, which I sort of rode, but on Segway.
Yes, you went along much of that route, and that will have about a 7.5-mile track system that will link much of downtown, several of our colleges, but it's going to be a wonderful addition to our in-town transportation system. So
wow.
We're thrilled about that. It's about 85% completed, and they are anticipating passenger service will begin in early 2011.
That's fabulous. I'll be back to check that out too. I didn't get there's so many things I didn't get a chance to do while I was here, so I have to come back. I was, it was only a couple of weeks ago, by the way, that I did, Let's see. Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown, and Virginia Beach. And
well, one of the nice things about our area is that we're so centrally located.
Yes.
And you have so much to do and see within just a 45 minutes to an hour away from each other.
Oh, yeah, I know. But what was interesting was that I guess in going from Williamsburg to Virginia Beach, I absolutely did not get a sense of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you're going along, I think it was like Route 64.
Yeah.
And like until I actually got downtown, because all I ever, there's ships all over the place,
Well, we're almost surrounded by water, so.
Or they would say, this place is full of ship. Then once I got downtown and I'm looking around and going, wow. And you have this, tell us about the Ghent area.
I think the Ghent area has been rediscovered in the last several years. It has a wonderful combination of history, as well as quaint shops, eateries. It's a wonderful place to browse and just enjoy a great afternoon. A lot of unique, interesting shops in that area. And that, along with our Freemason district, probably have the largest concentration of historical buildings in them.
Versus hysterical buildings.
Yes. But they're both.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, are those the two, let's say, top places that people like to live here? And when they're here,
they are very extremely popular. But there are many more neighborhoods that are tucked away that back into some of our waterways that are very popular. And again, our downtown has seen a huge revitalization in the last few years where more and more people, as with many cities, are moving back downtown.
That's great. That was one of the things that's so great about the Segway tour.
Yes.
Is you really, really get to see the whole area. We even went to the Pagoda, too.
I was going to ask you if you went over to that area and as you were going into Freemason.
Yeah.
You get to see some of the cobblestone streets and all of that interesting history. That's over Pagoda was...
Yeah. And the koi pond there, too.
It's beautiful, and the gardens are beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely
certainly
gorgeous is.
Gorgeous
there. So we have several different interesting pockets that are fun to explore. And what's interesting and always surprising is how easy it is to get around and how easy it is to explore. All parts of our city are great, whether you're looking for the historical aspect, buildings or museums, whether you want a more active day, all of that is just within 10, 15 minutes maximum.
By the way, who cleans the streets or the sidewalks? It suddenly hit me like
does.
This place is. I'm going. This place is clean.
Well,
It's funny because like it's just hit me as thinking, going on as I'm going on the Segway tour, and it's in my mind. And of course, every once in a while, I got to keep looking down to make sure what I'm going to hit or go over or whatever. And I suddenly realized I wasn't seeing dirt. I wasn't seeing trash on the ground.
Well, we're very proud of our city, and I think everybody does their part. Enjoyable, not only for the residents. Now, did you get out to the naval base while you were here?
No, I didn't. I didn't get out to the naval base. This is what's going to happen when I'm going to have to come back. There's a lot of things I'm going to need to do because I know you have like the some good live theater here.
Very much so. Yeah. Very strong performing arts community year round.
Mm-hmm.
Including the Virginia Arts Festival is here. the Virginia Opera. A variety of performing companies are based out of this area, which makes it exciting and interesting, and always something to do.
If I were to ask you, let's say somebody comes here and the top 10 places not to miss, which ones, what would you go after? What would you say in terms of?
I would say that the naval base is one of the most popular.
Now, as far as the naval base, are you allowed on the base? I mean, you just have to show ID?
There are certain tours that are available at the Public Information Office, and you do have to show ID. Or there are several companies that are going to be offering tours.
Right.
It's fascinating for people who have not seen some of those types of ships. We're home to five carriers, and that includes the carrier groups. And this base is the largest in the world, one of the largest in the world. So it's exciting for people to see it. If they don't have a chance to get to the actual base right downtown, we've got the USS Wisconsin, which was one of the largest and last battleships built by the U.S. before they went to the carriers. And that was recently decommissioned. It's now owned by the city of Norfolk. And it is right downtown adjacent to Nauticus and Half Moon Cruise and Celebration Center. So for those that aren't able to experience the naval base, we have a battleship right downtown for them.
Right. That area right there is really nice with that, like, park.
Yes, Town Point
Park. That's there. Yeah.
It's beautiful, and it was recently renovated, reopened last year. And it also is home to the many festivals that we have in this area. And Town Point Park actually hosts about 120 throughout the year. But they, as part of the renovation, they added a water park for children, new landscaping, and a new amphitheater. So
it
is
cool.
Much more popular. And just about any evening weekend, our visitors and our residents are taking advantage of it and enjoying being on the water.
Wow. Do you think, do people come down there to celebrate the sunset?
Very much so. And then there are other areas throughout the city because there's so much water. I think what is unusual, we have, you know, Norfolk downtown is right on the Elizabeth River, but we've got the Chesapeake Bay and we've got the Atlantic Ocean. So there are so many wonderful spots to sit and enjoy, whether you want to be on the water, in the water, or just look at it. There's so many options available.
So let's pick some other places.
I think Chrysler Museum.
What's the top museum?
Chrysler Museum is probably one of the most well-known in the area, and it houses a fantastic Tiffany glass collection.
So this is an art museum?
This is an art museum. Mm-hmm. It is, and as you were... You made it to Ghent this morning, correct?
Yes.
You were actually, the Chrysler Museum is probably between downtown and Ghent. And actually both the net goes over there, very easily accessible. It's an absolutely gorgeous building, and it has one of the most well-known Tiffany glass collections in the world. It was originally the Norfolk Museum of Arts and Science.
Oh.
And Walter Chrysler donated his collection, and it was renamed. And I think that was done in the early 40s, late 30s. And it has just continued to grow. It houses a wonderful American and European painting and sculpture exhibits, as well as contemporary and decorative art. And it is free. which is absolutely incredible. There are very few museums of that quality throughout the country.
Really? That it's that no
that
charge?
There's no charge.
Wow.
So I would say that that is certainly one of the top 10 places to see.
Okay.
Nauticus would be another.
Right.
Nauticus, the Hampton Roads Naval Museum, the USS Wisconsin, all part of that complex, which is in downtown.
And that's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever been to Baltimore Harbor?
Yes.
It's kind of getting like that, isn't it?
It reminds many people of that area, yes.
But not without all the restaurants.
It's similar. I think it puts people in that frame of mind. You know, because,
yeah,
again, that is a urban city on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And an active port as well. But Nauticus and that complex is a wonderful science and maritime experience.
Oh, okay. Is it, when you say science, is it all like maritime science or is it different science?
It is all, it is connected to maritime as well as the water. It houses some interactive educational exhibits, very much hands-on. You can also experience and learn about the marine life in this area. Then as a component of it, it also celebrates and educates on the military history.
Cool. Tomorrow I'm going to the Zoological Park.
Which you will love.
Which is not downtown.
No, but it's not too far away from here.
Okay.
It's very close. You're about 6-7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's located on about 53 acres, bordered by one of our rivers, the Lafayette River. And they have a wonderful African village. They have a butterfly village. You can see all types of things. They experience a Virginia farm garden. It's a wonderful in-town zoo.
Do you think I can pet a baby, a lion cub?
You might be able to.
I was able to pick one up at when I was in South Africa. I've always wanted to do it again.
What a wonderful exit.
Yes, hold the lion cub in my arms.
They also have a new train. A zoo
mm-hmm.
train that it's a steam model of a steam engine that takes visitors on a narrated ride through the grounds. So it's a very pleasant experience.
And what would you say? Two things not to miss at the zoo.
I would say the lions are one of them. And I think just what I love about the zoo. Is that combination of where they've recreated their habitats. I think it's wonderful to see.
Okay, yeah. And you also have a botanical garden.
We have
like,
a wonderful botanical
like?
Gardens. That's very beautiful. And that's a little closer to our airport. And the interesting thing about the botanical gardens is that it's about 1938. The gardens were actually created by a Work Progress Administration grant for an azalea project. And a group of about 200 African-American women, and I think there were 20 or 30 men were involved, were assigned to clear the original 30 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And after they cleared it, they then planted thousands of azaleas and rhododendrons and other shrubs and trees. And that was the beginning of the garden. And since then, they have continued to expand and grow that initial effort. And it includes a Japanese garden, a colonial garden, and their most recent is the World of Wonders, which is a children's adventure garden.
Cool.
Which you can go, it's a beautiful facility. But you can go kayaking out in that area. Just a wonderful place to walk and relax and see some of nature.
Wow. Did they have a greenhouse or kind of thing? Like an indoor kind of thing?
Yes, there's several different educational opportunities inside. But you will enjoy it.
Yeah. I got to choose one or the other. And I like animals.
So you're going to go to the zoo? Well, next time. Next visit, you'll have to.
Oh, next visit, of course. I have a list of all the things I have to do on the next visit.
Good.
But,
have you seen some of our mermaids while you've been out and about?
Yes. First I thought, okay, there's a mermaid. And I went, you guys are crazy about mermaids, I guess. They're all over the damn place. You know?
They're everywhere. What
was the whole idea with the mermaid? I mean,
in about 2000, Norfolk was going through with what they call a rebirth. It was part of that, really the start of a major revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our well-known citizens and his wife had originally seen the cows on parade in Chicago during a trip and were impressed with it and really loved that idea. And when they were looking at some opportunities to rebrand Norfolk, the mermaid was suggested. And it was quickly embraced by everyone.
Right.
And starting in the summer of 2000, you started seeing street corners, the parks, people's homes, mermaids. And at one point, there were more than 130 on display. And people continue to add to their collections and move them. And we're still mermaid crazy here.
I understand you even have a mermaid parade.
We do. And you can actually follow that, the path of the mermaids, and learn a little history of each of those mermaids that are part of that.
Is there a, is there, like, I don't know if you have it on the web, but is there something like that you have written up that says, like, what each mermaid is about or what's...
It does, although, and I will admit, it's a challenge to keep it 100% current because people, as we said, do move them. But there is a publication that comes out annually,
mm-hmm,
that talks about them and talks a little bit about the history of each mermaid.
Great. So in other words, you can go on a hunt.
Absolutely.
Spot the mermaid, take a photo.
That's right. That's right. Take a picture with one.
Yeah, and see how many you could... That you can find. You know what I did find? It was at the waterfront. There's this the statue of a man and a woman. I think it was called the Tourists. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Is this adjacent to Nautica? Is this the Armed Forces Memorial?
I think so. Yeah,
Memorial?
Called the Tourists, and I think I forgot the guy's last name. First, his name is Chaim something, I don't remember his last name, who did these statues. And it's funny thing was, like, I was looking from behind it, and I said, that can't be the same ones. And I turned and I looked at it, and the same statues are in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I'll have to find out a little bit more about those.
But yours look like a lot more worn out, I think, and a lot more worn out, and I think they seemed a little smaller. But I just found it interesting to see the same...
Mm-hmm. The same exact statues.
Yeah. But anyway, to get back, and let's see what I'm looking on the cord here.
Did you get to Dumars while you were here? Dumars
yes,
ice cream?
Yes, I went to, he was, I don't know what happened with him. He was supposed to call in to talk. Now I'll let you talk about Dumars.
Well, that is a 1950s type drive-in that is one of our landmarks here. And they actually invented the waffle cone at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, the family. And the restaurant still exists. They still make fresh cones. And when they are making them, you can smell that aroma of the fresh waffle cones in the neighborhood, and there's nothing more wonderful.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
But it's great ice cream, and I think on one of the top 10 things to do in this area,
yeah,
a visit to Dumars would be on there.
You know, I have to check something out because God only knows, I don't even remember what state I was in, that there was somebody who invented a cone. And I think it
mm-hmm.
could have been, and that's the waffle, because he's got a waffle cone, and then there's maybe the first who invented the, what they call the sugar cone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are different, and I'm not familiar with all of the varieties of
yeah.
cones, but I do know there is a sugar cone, yes.
And I think I remember going to where that was invented, that place, and I'm thinking, and I wish I could remember, like, even what state I was in. You know what happens, you know, you do that, you go on trips and things like that, and I'm trying to even remember who I was with. That usually helps, you know what I mean? I start taking pictures of people I'm with to make sure, so when the years go by, you know, and I go, where was I there? When was I there? Who was
That's
I with?
A great way to remember. Yes. Now, did you go by the Art Center while you were in downtown today?
Yeah, I think we passed that. I remember seeing that. What is that?
That is a facility that houses about 40 resident artists and their galleries. And it's a wonderful place to browse, to meet the artists, actually see their work, and in many cases actually see them producing their work. They also host adult and children's art classes and workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful place to see some of our local artisans. And
which
also
is also free.
Yes, very much so, yes.
Okay.
Unless you're purchasing something.
Yeah, of course. No samples.
But some wonderful, unique pieces of art from our local.
Are there, what would you say, like, in terms of free attractions? I mean, I'm looking at this. What are some of the free attractions that you can go to here?
Well, I think certainly the Chrysler is one of the
right.
the largest ones. Probably going over to see Fort Norfolk, for those who are interested in history. Some of our, we have a wonderful collection of historical churches.
Yeah, the architect is
fabulous.
Something else.
Yes. The Armed Forces Memorial in downtown is very touching, adjacent to where you were. And the memorial features 20 inscriptions from letters that were actually written home by U.S. service people who lost their lives. And the letters are cast in thin sheets of bronze and are scattered across the ground.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, we were right near there on the Segway tour.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark said, you know, you get a chance, come back and, you know, go in on there and take a look at them. Yeah, he mentioned that, yeah.
It's very moving, but... certainly
now,
something that everyone should experience.
Do they do something with a, let's say, like you buy a pass and you see a whole bunch of places? Do they do that here? Or
we are in the process of revamping our passport, and I believe it will be coming out probably the first of the year, but we will have another passport that can be purchased, and that is a discounted rate for those paid attractions.
Oh, okay. So as opposed to So the passport, in other words, you wouldn't necessarily be paying for the passport?
Or you would pay for the passport? You would pay for the passport, but it's a discounted rate, and it includes multiple attractions.
Okay. Because a lot of places, what they do is you just buy the passport and, you know, it
and
gets
you And
it
allows you admission to each of, yes.
Right. And then they do it like a 1 day or 2 day. Sometimes they do that kind of a thing as well.
Something else that's fascinating to see here from an historical perspective is the Hermitage Museum and Gardens. Again, and for somebody who's interested in history, it's an early 20th century estate on the shores of the Elizabeth River. Have some very interesting contemporary exhibitions. Have about 12 acres of gardens that are actually very pretty. And it's just a wonderful place on the river to see and explore.
Mm-hmm.
Other aspect that you may not have gotten to is to go over an area called Ocean View, which is really houses our beach community. And we have an incredible pier out there, one of the longest piers on the East Coast. And it's a wonderful place just to go walk and experience that beach atmosphere.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's right at the Ocean View sits, almost right at the border, just before the border where the Chesapeake Bay meets the Atlantic Ocean. And you can see many of the ships, but it's a place people go and they fish. You can fish on the pier, wonderful restaurant, and just sit and experience the beach.
Wow. How about over there? Does the sun set over there?
Fabulous sunset.
Because everybody loves to go to places where they gather around for sunset, and
that's a wonderful spot on the
and celebrate
on the pier there. Yes.
Oh, good. That's that'll be the hot spot for in that area. Do they bring their instruments and play and things like that?
Right adjacent in that area is also a park that has a variety of festivals, performances. There's always some activity going on.
That's
it's
great
a wonderful,
to hear.
Wonderful place to spend the afternoon or evening.
Well, what's the website for people to check out Norfolk?
Visit NorfolkToday.com.
Visit NorfolkToday.com.
As
I said? Okay,
yes.
That's great. Well, let's see, as I got 2 minutes left, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Before?
Did you get to Rowena's Jam and Jelly Factory today?
No.
Well, see, we'll put that on your list for when you come back.
I'll put that on my list. That ends up someplace where I got to taste a bagel.
Well, we'll have to get you by Rowena's.
Okay.
That is, she makes wonderful, famous pound cakes, jams, and sauces. And
all right, I'll tell Erin.
I'm sure it was on our list to get you there. And she has this wonderful tea room that you can go in and enjoy a real tea service, but her factory is actually there where the product is made, and they do very large mail order business.
Okay.
But excellent.
Well, I thank you for coming on and chatting with us and telling us about Norfolk. And when I get back to New York, maybe the people who were supposed to come on, well, I can get them to come on again. So anyway.
Well, it was delightful to talk to you, and I hope that you enjoyed your visit to our great city, and I hope that you come back soon, and we can get you to all of those places that you didn't have the opportunity to see.
Great. Thanks again, Donna, and have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. So... I'll be home for Christmas. I'll be home, I think, probably, tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. I think I'm going to try to do a show, talk about the results of the game.